There are lots of reasons why growing up in New York City is different from growing up almost any place else. One of them is the New York City subway, a system that has allowed generations of New York kids to travel on their own at a time when their peers in other places are still dreaming about their learner's permits. As part of our series on the centennial of New York subways, we asked 16-year-old Samer Rakitaya from the Radio Rookies program at member station WNYC to take us on an unchaperoned tour.
I don't exercise at all unless I'm forced to. I hate walking. At school, I'm supposed to take the stairs, but I take the elevator instead. When teachers stop me, I say I'm dangerously overweight. When they say, "Show me your pass," I jokingly point at my body and say, "This is my pass." But when I'm going to school, there's no easy way out.
It's the first day back to school.
I have to take the subway, which means a lot of walking.
It's hard to manage my freaking book bag in this damn recorder.
And a lot of subway stairs.
I'm paying for a metric card.
So getting to school can make me a very angry person.
$2 damn.
After the first day of school, we get our shiny student metro cards, which means I could ride in the subway for free.
It's really nice and cold and quiet.
Sometimes I ride the train just to relax.
That's what you want in a train. Nice, cold, quiet, on time. Those are the four basic elements to become a metro queen.
Or a king. I know there are so many people on the train, but if you pick a corner and have a CD player, you can honestly put yourself in another world. Actually, you can put yourself into two worlds. Your own world or your live entertaining subway world. People arguing, people pretending to sell candy for their quote-unquote basketball teams. And it's so cool that I can listen to people play music for money. It's live music, and you get to hear it with all its mistakes. That makes me feel more secure. Taking the train can be scary sometimes. I remember when I was little and me and my mom would take the train. And as we got off, I would stand still and watch my mom walking up the subway stairs, wondering how it felt to be alone, or maybe even lost. Then I would get scared and run to catch up with her. On the subway after the first day of school, I saw this girl who looked like she'd been dropped in a planet of aliens. She looked nervous and cautious about everything. I found out she goes to my school, and it was her first time taking the subway alone.
Did your mom give you permission to take the train alone?
No, she didn't pick me up.
What?
She didn't pick me up.
Oh, so she doesn't know you're taking the train alone.
Yeah.
So how do you think she will respond to you taking the train alone?
She won't be mad. I'm supposed to be taking it next week alone.
Laurenette's 14. She's only used to taking the subway with her mother. But it's easier when you don't have to rely on your parents to get you around everywhere. I started taking the trains alone when I was like 15. And my God, the begging I had to do. The promises I had to make. But I tried and tried and tried. And finally, I got my way. My friend Sophie, who is younger than me and who also lives in Brooklyn, started taking the trains alone at about 11. That was surprising because Sophie's dad is pretty overprotective.
And they'd let you take it by yourself with no strings attached, like, "Sophie, go to the Bronx for me today."
No, I would only travel in Brooklyn because that's where my school was.
Sophie is 14 now and allowed to travel freely on the subways during the day, but not by herself at night. Still, we know that this is enough independence for us to get started. I know it's like, wow, it's just the train, but I have cousins in Ohio, and they have to depend on someone to get them around to buy anything. Notebooks, hair gel, anything. There are no stores around. Life without a train? Please, I can't even freaking imagine it. But it's not all happy-happy. I try to be the happy one on the subway. But then there are people pushing and shoving. There's nowhere to sit, and they keep repeating these annoying announcements.
If you see a suspicious package or activity on the platform or train, do not keep it to yourself.
I caught this girl Lisa on a hectic day. There was a flood that caused huge train delays. Lisa is like how you feel when the trains are not running right.
I hate it.
Hate it? How often do you take the train?
3 times a day.
Do you hate it because of the traffic delay today, or do you hate it like I hate it every day?
I hate the people. I hate the traffic. I hate the weather. It's so hot down here.
But still you take the train.
I have no choice. I live in New York City.
Oh, cupcakes here!
Sometimes people on the train can be rude and obnoxious. And loud.
Okay.
Especially teens.
Only time you and your friend get it popping is when y'all get cheeseburgers.
Sometimes I really wish there was a mute button. But most people are really friendly. I never met someone that didn't want to talk to me. They're really cool. Like this one teenager I met whose street name is Shot. He is 17 and stands out more than others.
Stop. I would love to talk to y'all, but yo, the trains is popping, gets us all around, get us wherever we want to go.
Shot was about to get off the subway, but I really wanted to talk to him. So I asked him if I can get off with him and interview him on the subway platform. Shot said yes, and he told me how much he uses the subway.
So you're very depending on the subway.
Yeah, my MetroCard is like, you know, I don't know, my car, put it like that.
Shot also uses the subway to express himself by drawing artwork on the walls, which most people call graffiti. Shot and his friends often take the trains just to look at graffiti.
We look past and the train is going so fast, and like, you know, we're looking outside, we're seeing our artwork, we're feeling happy because, you know, you've seen your own artwork, then your boys' artwork by the side of you. The train is basically like, that's like, I don't know how to say, it's like part of us.
Subways are something I never really took time to notice. Swipe, wait, ride, and then I'm there. So many people argue that the subway price is so high, and the 50 cent increase last year didn't help with the complaints at all. Teens like Shot get in trouble sometimes for jumping the turnstile when they don't have a MetroCard. Is $2 really too much for a ride wherever you want to go? My take is find something cheaper, then complain. From Brooklyn to Queens, from the Bronx to Manhattan, the subway gets us there. That is, unless you want to walk. For NPR News on the R train in New York, I'm Rocky Taya.
Rocky Taya's story was produced by Radio Rookies, a program run by member station WNYC in New York. It teaches New York City teenagers how to tell stories about their own lives on the radio. This is NPR's Weekend Edition, directed by Ned Wharton, with production help from Elaine Heinzman, Rolando Arrieta, Lauren Sporer, and Jesse Baker. Stu Seidel is the senior editor. The senior producer is Robert Molesky. Our technical director is Burke Hahn, with audio engineers Ted Mebane and Arjun Hutchins. Our reference librarian is Key Molesky. Our theme music was written by B.J. Lederman, with additional music from Steph Scajari and Greg Smith. I'm Leanne Hansen.